Okay, Chevra, we are on, hey,
okay.
I don't know what page is in your book.
Yeah, I got it.
What?
52.
52? My book, it's your test. Yeah. So tonight's shiur, we're going to title, Your Wife Is Not Your Chavrusa. Right, that's what I have on the side of my things here. Chazalim do asar al-chayvel hischashiv beragashusa shalaisha. Chazal told us, you have to take, you know, we were just talking about this, your friend on the TED Talk. You have to, this is mamash, exactly what you were saying. You have to take into account your wife's emotions. You can't just treat them like a male. Braisa, tana rabbana. What do you call a lot of rabbis in a room? Tana rabbana. Oivis a yishtok kuguf. One who loves his wife like his body, have a mechad de yosim, because you have to give her covered more than your body. Halava kasev omer, viadata kishalom alecha. That pasuk should sound familiar. You know why the pasuk should be familiar? Viadata kishalom alecha. Come on, guys. The name of the book. you know that there's shalom in your house. Rashi zok yosher migufo. Why? What if the mechabe the isha yosher migufo? The zilusa the isisa kasha mit the gavra. Because when you are negative, zilusa the degradation of a woman is much more difficult than to a man. Lemor ha'isha na'aleves yoyser ma'asher ha'gemer. The woman is going to be pained or caused more harm or embarrassed more than the man. Okay? And this is important to know that I guess in my house I have it, right? So, Baruch Hashem, we have twins, and there's a boy and a girl version. And you know, it's very unusual, but you can't, I would say, you can't treat the other like you treat your friends. They're a different creature. You know, men and women are different creatures. You can't, like, you know, like when guys, used to be in high school, I would say, when guys are in the hole, they, like, shove each other. It's like a way of guys being affectionate with each other. But that doesn't work with women. That's a male thing. Now they don't talk to each other. They just look at screens. But in the olden days, you know, you have fond memories of guys, like, shoving each other. It doesn't work. The women are much more sensitive to this. Right? The behavior that we have towards our friends are established like Divrei Hillel. Underrated, right? The famous Gemara, where the ger comes to Hillel to convert, al regal achas. He does not say, v'haftal reyecha kamocha. The Gemara Shabbos Laman Aleph and Beis, he does say, de'alecha soni lechavercha lo savid. That which you don't like, don't do it to your friend. It's, v'haftal reyecha kamocha is impossible. I should love my friend like I love myself. You know what? I like when I come home that somebody grabs my shoes and gives me my slippers. I'm not doing that for my friend. That's what really v'haftal reyecha kamocha means. Okay, da'alecha soni lechavercha lo savid is a little bit easier. What you don't like, don't do it to somebody else. I always say, like, you know, people ask me when we're cheering, and like, what's a good cheer in school? Like, you know, when you're rooting against another team. I said, just know, if they did it towards you, would you be upset or would you wouldn't care? If you're upset, don't do it. That's the barometer of judging what is a proper behavior. Would you be annoyed by it? That's the behavior that we guide ourselves when it comes to our male friends. From the negative, we see the positive. What's that? What doesn't bother me? Logically, what would be to my friend wouldn't bother him. Right? Ulam, nevertheless, that is a good klal when dealing with men. When dealing with men, what you don't like, don't do it on the people. Okay, he doesn't mind me punching him in his arm once in a while, I'll punch him in his arm. That's not a klal that you could then swing over to the opposite gender. It doesn't work. You have to get that thought out of your head. There are different bria. Kevish he balas regish, because she's a much more emotional person. The ima, aimless nai kimoem chaver, you can't behave with your friend. And I'll say sarcasm is a huge thing. Even with guys, it's not so good. Again, I'm guilty. I'm a sarcastic person. I prefer, again, one of my yetzer haras is that I like when people laugh at my jokes, so I dafka use sarcasm. But so you can do that with guys. You can't do that with women. It's not something that they could identify with, that they even get, or that they appreciate. There are, again, there are exceptions to every rule, but it's not the behavior that one should engage with. Lekach darshu chazal mito. Therefore, Chazal said, it's not enough that alech asani lechaver chalasavid, but rather mechad de yosim begufa. There's a halacha. You have to treat them with more cover than you treat yourself. It doesn't work the way. You're going back to that TED talk that you just referenced before. What was the name of the person? Jason, whatever it is. Jason,
it was with
Jason Gilly. Gilly. Where he goes through the whole thing. Gilly. Where you when you go to another guy, you get into problem solving mode. You bring a problem, you get into problem solving. No, mechabdi yosim. You have to give her covet. Understand the depth of the issue. That's what it's a different. It's an empathy. It's a different way of treating yourself. You can't. You have to give them more covet than that. Gaddis. You can't just solve problems, but understand the depth of the problem. That's the objective. Don't talk to your wife like you talk to your chavrusa. You know, when guys are learning, and they rank, you know, sometimes it gets heated. You know, and if you're learning well, you're gonna zach him up. You're gonna say, listen, no, that's not what you're talking about. That's not what Pshat and Rashi is. And you could be like a little harsh. But if you're discussing where you're going to go for dinner, that's not the way to talk. You have to listen, incorporate it, reflect on it, and talk back. Like when you're talking, again, politics would be the way. Also, when guys talk politics, or when they talk about sports, or when they talk in learning, there's a certain bluntness that comes across. Oh, al tibalbel asareishim at svaris shelcha. You say, don't bother with those svaris. But do you remember, you should start lahach miyosim megufo. When it comes to women, you have to take it to the next level, yosim more megufo. And this is, again, it takes a refresher course. You know, and this is not just true with your wife, this is true with dealing with people in general. Mechavdi yosim megufo. Mechavdi with your wife, because that's the most important relationship you have. But when it comes, and I say also, it comes with your daughters. It's the same thing, you know. Look at, Eric here. We're talking to professionals, you know. And I mean, in multiple ways, I'm saying that.
Yeah, that's the thing about daughters,
right? No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Joey Kramer.
You know, when you're dealing with daughters, it's you have to talk to them differently. You can't talk to you can't talk to your daughters the way you talk to your sons, and it's mechavdi yosim begufa. The same language doesn't work. V'yesh lahosif. We could add tzarech lahachbid. You have to start at the beginning. Some of us is too late. To talk properly. It's true. But he's saying, it's true, it's never too late. But here he's talking about the foundation of the home. Just like the way we start a journey, it starts after the beginning. That's the general rule when it comes to building a home. It's the way we speak. You can't bring into the house slang of the street. Slang of the street. Yeah, he calls it slang balaz. Yeah, slang. I have in parentheses. You can't bring that to the house. That's not the way to talk. The way people talk in the street, you got to talk properly. And you can't just like speak stupidity about like, you know, stories. You got to, the covet is an element of covet. That's with women, and then with your wife to the next level. What do we say in the sugi of Anos Dvarim and Bav Mitzia, the famous sugi over there? Hizaru biyichud specifically Anos Ishta. There's an issue of Anos Dvarim. You can't make anybody feel bad in this world. Chas v'shalom. We do it too often, right? It doesn't mean anything. It's not anybody's fault, because if you watch the political culture, I have found this to be true. The political culture of the world. The nature of politics now is not to discuss issues, but it's to rank on the other person's issues. And the whole notion is you're not explaining your cause anymore. You know, this really, again, the 2016 election for me was like a tipping point. Like, nobody spoke about their issues. I had no idea what their issues were. It was just like the other person's crazy, and they both were right. But nobody talked about issues. It was just about...
It's like a lamp.
Right, they were easy. They would block the other person's shot.
And then it's like, no.
But nobody spoke about values. Nobody spoke about any of those things. And that conversation of politics seeped into our world. And when we talk politics, people trash each other. You know, like there's a concept of trash talking. It's not a Jewish thing to trash talk. We don't do that. It's not a trash talk. We don't trash talk politics. So I've seen it seep into, you know, debates in school where the kids talk, you know, you imitate what you see, you know, Let's say there's a Yid out there who is very prominent in this kind of style. I'm not going to leave his name because he's a brilliant guy, but his method sometimes of argument is very combative. He doesn't really focus on, you know, I mean, sometimes he focuses on the issue, but sometimes he just focuses on the fallacy of the other person's ideas. I wonder what would happen if in a political election people would just, they would never speak negatively about the other person. I think people would be, they wouldn't know what to do. I think they'd win also. No, I think they'd win. It's not going to happen because the climate is such a negative climate. So that's the slang of the street. And that's what Ol Dvorim. So Yisrael Chazal, B'yichud al Anoas Yishto, specifically a word about Anoas Yishto. Amar Rav, L'olam Ya'adam Zohir Ba'Anoas Yishto. A person should be very careful not to cause his wife pain. That's what Rashi says. Shemitoch Shedim Asim Betsuya. That's because her tears are very close, right? Onos krova. Therefore, her pain is very close, right? So what?
Easily to offend.
Yeah, there's a fantastic book written by Gottman when it comes to marriage. So Gottman claims that there should be a 4-to-1 ratio of positive to negative. That's Gottman's title.
Parenting
vort, 4-to-1. It's a great vort that my son said at a siyum, which we learned tonight. So ketzim erachtim lifnei akala. How does one dance in front of a kala? And Rashi comments, it's not really how do you sing, how do you dance, but how do you praise? And Beis Shammai says a very strange thing, kala kamayshi. So I understand. So what are you going to get up there and say she's a loser? Like, let's say, so tell us something. The Ritva point out that there's no such thing as a person who doesn't have positive qualities. It's just a question of what you're looking for.
We did this Sunday morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
You have to focus in on the person's positive qualities. Truthful? You could be truthful. Of course you could be truthful. There's no such thing. And I'll bring a ride to this from last week's parsha.
When it's matured out. Yeah.
I'll bring a ride from last week's parsha. What was last week's parsha? Very interesting halacha when it comes to tzaras. If the person is covered in tzaras, if the person has a little blechel on their arm, we put them away, we say they have tzaras. If a person is covered with tzaras, they're not. What's pshat? If they're covered with tzaras. So no such yid as somebody who's completely covered in bad stuff. Mm-hmm. It means that you're looking improperly. It's all about the perspective, right? You know the famous Torah? It's a nega or it's an oneg. It all depends where you put the eye in. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that? It's Kiddush Arim.
That's good.
This is all about positive seeing. It's positive. So when it comes to your wife, you have to go out of your way to say 4-to-1 ratio. Rabbi Nachman, quoted by Rabbi Arush, in the Garden of Peace, he tainas, never criticize your wife.
Yeah.
It was a waste of time. Because of this notion. I'm going to get insulted. It's not going to get you anywhere. What's the point? So he says, if she's doing something that's bothering you, if she's doing something that she bothers you, he says, wait a week, go for a walk, and then point out how the behavior bothered you. Not that, she, you know, there's a mahalach. So, again, different styles, but the point is that we only have Adam Zahir, but Onas Yishto. Shemitach Shdim Asim Asi Onas Akrova. It's very rare that the criticism is going to help. It's, you know, the whole point, people say, oh, but it's not fair. It's, you want your marriage ultimately to improve, both sides. So you have to be very careful. If all you are is criticizing the other party, then you have to look internally and say, wait a second, maybe I'm just not looking at the good things. Because everybody has good qualities and bad qualities, except for me. But the majority of people in this world have good qualities and bad qualities. You have to find what those good qualities are and praise those. But if you're not going to praise them, who are you to criticize? One more. Vav. Eina Yisha Mekabelas Pius. A woman does not really accept appeasement. Right? So this is something very tricky. Al Teva Nosaf Sheish L'Isha Min Hargesh HaShod. But another emotional piece. And next week, not next week, after Pesach, we'll finish up this emotional piece. Chazal teach us. Umeimaha Yisha Mekabel Pius. Why is it that a man can accept Pius? Ve'ina Yisha Mekabelas Pius. It's a very interesting Gemara. Zeh Mimakom Shenivra Zeh Mimakom Shenivres. Each one takes on the role of that which they were created from. Rashi explains, Mekabelas Pius, the man is Noach Lirtzos, he's very easy to appease. Why? Zemi Vakam Shenivra, where did a man come from? Adama. Man came from the earth. Afer Tzichuach Noach Libata. So that's easy to crumble and throw into the air and finished. Aval Basar Va'atzamos. But where did the woman come from? The woman come from the rib and the flesh. Those are very kashe. Those are very hard. And therefore, the nature of the woman is that it's much more harder for them to accept appeasement. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't accept appeasement. It doesn't mean you can't accept an apology. It doesn't mean that. It means that when something goes not keseder, that is always in the memory bank. And therefore, even though there's a temporary pius, it could be it'll come back to rear its head at some point. And he explains here. Lefamim kura, shehi rogez, oh, afilu riv mamish ben bnei hazog. Sometimes chas v'shalom, there's couples that they get into a little bit of an argument, of a disagreement, if you will. Yachar kach, afterwards, it's pashu. They come to some sort of compromise. Ubol yudeyaskam, they come to agreement. Mitoch avarach, from the understanding, shes kabla al dash nehem, that they accept both upon themselves. That's what they got to do. Vihine, skip the parentheses. Vihine, ka'over shvuos ochandashim. So weeks pass, or a month, or months. And bizdanut shel ezu ragzaras chadasha. There's some sort of new emotion that comes up. So what happens? Malaisha, you know, sort of, oh, real, remember 2 months ago when you, blah, blah, blah. Meaning it's there. It's in the background. It's lurking. And the memory of that from something else will bring it out. Ashekfar mizman hishlimolov. And you thought it was already gone. So, again, I don't know if this is true by women more than men, but that's what he claims. But it's definitely true in general. So, Eina Isha Mekabelas Pius doesn't mean that it's not easy for them to be appeased. It just means that it's lurking in the background. What could you do about it? It's a good question. Limanu Chazal. What? Don't mess up the first time. Ki al yisrage za'ish al zeh. Don't worry about this. Vita and make a tie back to the klap ish. This is what you should do. Harel zek far mizman ish libu. We already finished that conversation. Why are you bringing that up again? That's not nice. Because what are you doing? No, what are you not doing when you say, why are you bringing that up again? You're not validating. Push it. Right? Obviously, if it's being brought up again, it matters. Eliyadina kizeh uteva isha. That's the nature of a woman. Efshul havin zos bitoch shehergish sholeit bekirba. You have to understand that the emotions are ruling the day with inside her. Right? They're very different. That's the nature of a woman. Amnam haseichel muchan. Her brain is ready. Let's pashu lekabel asfarim. Right? The seichel is ready to accept logic, to make compromise. Vegam lahavin shelo kedai lishmor tina b'lev. And it understands that all that. Right? And it knows that, okay, that's my emotional side. Put that aside. V'hu yodei levater. He knows to give up. It's true. There's an intellectual cognition that you have to move on from difficult situations. Ulam. Hergesh enem is payet mar. But nevertheless, the emotions don't go away quickly. The gamma pius in itself. And also the appeasement is not the end. Ki sof, in the end of the day, mashu mizeh nishar gonuz b'mamakei hergesh. Something is hiding behind the scenes, ready to lurk, ready to come out. Asher olus ayrashuv ka'avorzman, ready to reemerge. Again, a bad analogy, but like, you know, a volcano. Just because the volcano is not erupting at this particular moment, and again, every woman is different and every man is different, and this is not true for women, it's not true for men, I don't want to make a blanket, but there are people who are very emotional people, and the way it works is, you have a volcano that erupts from time to time. And when it's not erupting, it doesn't mean beneath the surface, it's not bubbling. There's plenty of bubbling going on, it's just you can't see it. So, you have to be very cognizant of this. If a bal yodeh, if the husband knows this, then you're prepared. And what's the key to every good situation? It's to be prepared for the way that people are different. Ve'enon mispael. He won't be, oh, right, I read about that. Ve'enon mizrages. I was not going to worry about this. Elamoset pius. What is he going to do? He's going to add a appeasement onto the pius bisavlanis. There'll be much more patience. Meaning the whole point of learning all this stuff is to make us aware that this is normal behavior. And therefore, oh, okay. Meaning, why do people get annoyed? That's such unusual behavior. Why is that being directed towards me? But if you understand that this is really like the normal behavior, that this is the way normal people behave, and it's caused by a different thought process, so that's much easier to deal with. until you're able to sense all the sensitivities. But it's so, again, I always reference this, but the first parak of Mesil Sisharm is so important. What's the first parak of Mesil Sisharm? It's the most obvious thing in the world. And Mesil Sisharm says, yeah, it's obvious. But what's the point? You keep learning it again and again and again because it's just chazring. It's giving you chizik in this. This is also, it's the same thing. La'arevna. Chazar, because, and the guy spoke tonight. The guy said, he goes, I didn't believe it, that I was chazring, and all of a sudden I'm on my bike exercising and I'm thinking about the Shach Levitayah in the Gemara. He goes, I'm going for a walk and I'm thinking, Shach Levitayah, I'm thinking, maybe, and he just keeps going. And Lemaisa, what Chazar does is incorporates, it makes it part of your brain, which will make it that way. So I think here he makes some great points. The number one point tonight, I think, is that your wife is not your chavrusa. You can't talk to the woman as if you talk to your chavrusa, to your buddy. Political debates have ruined the way we talk to other people. There's a concept of onoz dvarim. And onoz dvarim, because women and men are different, therefore there's a chiv to mechabda yoyser mebegufo, which means essentially treating her differently, coming from a different vantage point than you would come to.